Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Welcome to Share Talk. Today I am speaking with Roy Pitchford, the CEO of Vast Resources. How are you today there?
Good afternoon, Steve. Very well, thank you.
Well, thank you very much for coming on with us again. It's been a short while since we talked about things, so I've got quite a few questions lined up. First one, can you tell me about Alibaba, as it's rarely been spoken until now, and why it's sort of an important part of your portfolio there?
Certainly, Steve. Alibaba is important to us for a number of reasons. Firstly, it will materially add to our resources that we currently have at the Manaila open cast mine. When we took it over, we had about 500,000 tons in the mineable reserve area. And our previously released JORC statement, we got to 11 million tons. So that's a significant increase already. But this new license area is 20 times bigger than the current area that we are mining. And so we believe it will substantially add to our mineral resources at the Manaila open pit and extend the mine life quite dramatically as well. That's the first reason. The other reason it's important is that it will give us the area and the ground facility for the proposed new metallurgical plant that we want to establish up at Manaila. You're aware that we now have to truck our ore some 34 kilometers from the mine to the Yokoben metallurgical complex, and having transported the ore there and processed it, we're transporting the ore another 30-odd kilometers back to the tailings facility. And this transport cost is at least one-third of our overall operating cost. So if we relocate and build a new metallurgical complex at Manaila open pit, it's going to substantially reduce our costs in terms of transport. But over and above that, the plant at Yokoben is old and has been patched together, whereas the new metallurgical plant at Manaila will be brand new, state-of-the-art, and far more efficient. So we will also reduce processing costs as well as the transport costs. So for those two reasons, this extended prospecting area at Manaila is very important to the company.
So just to highlight there, you've obviously got to be lowering the capital expenditure as well as the operational expenditure. With this, it obviously makes it more economically viable to do that process.
It does. Of course, we do have the upfront capital cost of establishing a new metallurgical complex at Manaila open pit, but the payback period is very acceptable. And because we believe that there's a long life at Manaila, long term, this will be a huge cost saving and obviously the right thing to do.
Roy, in relation to the upfront cost versus the break-even point on that expenditure, where do you foresee that being?
Well, we already have surpassed very close to the break-even point at Manaila and Yokoben in our current configuration. So obviously, once the new plant is established, the saving in transport cost and the saving in operational cost, the break-even point will be very much lower than it is at the moment.
Thank you for that. So how are the operations at Manaila going, and are you happy with the current production levels there?
Well, obviously, I can't be too specific about how the day-to-day operations are going, and we will obviously be giving full details at our quarterly production summary sometime in July. But in the meantime, I can confirm that I'm pleased with the trend that is taking place at Manila. The quality and the quantity is improving. As the market knows, we now have a copper concentrate revenue stream. We have a zinc concentrate revenue stream, and we're working to establish a third revenue stream in the form of a gold concentrate. And that is currently being worked on. As with all new things, there are teething problems, and we're having to refine the process. But we've got good people onto the job, and we expect to have that resolved in the very near future.
So in relation to things being resolved in the near future then, you have previously mentioned a potential joint venture partner or sort of financing to fund the development at Manila. How are things progressing there?
We've had detailed discussions to date. We've had various concepts and ideas swapped and shared with one another. We are expecting a term sheet in the not too distant future, and we will then be able to finalize the arrangements should we deem it the right way to go.
Things seem to be progressing well then at Fenita. Can you give a brief outline of the expectations for that asset?
Certainly. The Fenita is a tailings facility. It's the tailings dam from the Baita mine and has been used for many years to deposit the tailings from the previous operations. It has a significant polymetallic resource that we believe can be processed as a standalone operation, thus creating yet another revenue stream for the company in Romania. Now, we have an established processing facility at Baita Plin, and that provides us with a quick and, we think, simple route to production. Obviously, the final decision will depend on the outcome of the feasibility study that is currently underway and is not too far from completion. And once that's out, it will enable us to better define the parameters for development. The sort of thing I'm referring to is, do we just take the material as is up to the processing facility, or do we put it through some form of beneficiation process where we up the grade and take a lesser amount of material to the Baita processing facility but at a higher grade? These aspects will all be dealt with in the feasibility study, and once we have those numbers and results, we'll be in a position to make the best decision, and obviously the market will be informed.
If we could just touch back slightly on the Carly Bava, will that development impact on the exploration at Pico Real Zambrulia and Mugura Negra?
Oh, certainly. These two license areas that you've just referred to, we have in the form of prospecting access. Certainly, the drilling at Manila in the Carly Bava area is the first part of a very much larger drilling program. And why we are attracted to this bigger area in Manila is the previous work that was done by the state exploration and development arm. When they had a look at the area, they defined an enormous potential resource base. And if we just assume a very, very small conversion factor from the indicated resources per the Romanian reporting system, if we only converted 10% of what is thought to be in the area, we're looking at something like 300 million tons of potential resource there. And this could become, in the future, one of the largest polymetallic mining facilities or operations in Europe. So the work at Carly Bava is stage one for the work that's going to be done in the greater license area, because we believe that in the extended Manila area, there is potential to define a very, very significant world-class resource.
Is there anything further that you would like to add there, Roy?
I don't think there's much that I can add, except to briefly report on Zimbabwe, where the mine is progressing well. We have reported on the achievements in the first phase of the oxide production. The market now knows that we are in the process of doubling the size of the operation in terms of milling and flotation, or what we call carbon and leach, and the sulfide project that is being built at the moment. It's progressing according to plan and doing very well. And we look forward to our first production from the sulfide plant in the third calendar quarter of this year.
Okay, Roy, thank you very much for your time today. I know you're a busy person, and it's been a thoroughly interesting interview there. So thank you very much for your time, and hopefully speak to you in the very near future.
Thanks, Steve. Always good to chat.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.